They came together to discuss trade, economic integration, security, and migration. U.S. President Joe Biden and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada attended the North American Leaders Summit in Mexico City, where their host, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, stressed the importance of finding humane solutions to cope with the thousands of people trying to reach the United States.
Los problemas sociales no se resuelven.
Social problems cannot be solved with coercion. We should attempt to discourage violence and immigration with a humanitarian approach of opportunities for the well-being of everyone. People are good by nature, but circumstances sometimes lead people to take the path of antisocial behaviors.
We've made enormous progress.
President Biden said the United States is ready to work on solving the root causes of migration.
We're trying to make it easier for people to get here, opening up the capacity to get here, but not have them go through that god-awful process. We can do more than merely just make legal immigration more streamlined, but we can also do it by preventing people from wanting to have to leave in the first place.
Natalie is from Venezuela. She entered the United States illegally and is now living in a church in El Paso, Texas.
President Biden gave us an amnesty and opened the door for us. And on our way here, he closed it, and now we're stuck in limbo.
Hundreds of thousands are facing the same uncertainty.
There was lots of expectations and new announcements were going to be made that would have an impact on the lives of the hundreds of thousands of migrants on both sides of the border. Immigration advocates say that North American countries should do much more to solve the ongoing crisis.
The three leaders also worked to repair their differences over trade. Trudeau and López Obrador have expressed concerns about Joe Biden's efforts to increase domestic manufacturing with his Buy American program. But the three found common ground on strengthening supply chains and reducing their dependence on imports from Asia.
Today we discussed how we can build reliable value chains on this continent for everything from critical minerals to electric vehicles to semiconductors. This is good for workers, good for consumers, and good for communities across our countries.
Together, they represent the largest trading bloc in the world, accounting for roughly one-third of the global GDP. While disagreements remain, they all agreed that cooperation is essential. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Mexico City.